My name is Noma, and I live in San Francisco, born and raised here, and I would describe myself as a food addict in recovery. I had an unnatural relationship with food from a really early age. I just remember, even at age 3, wanting more food than my parents would give me. What I used to eat were really large amounts of food, heavy on flour, sugar, and fat. I would call myself a binger, but you know, things that I would typically choose in a binge when I was at my worst were like 2 pints of ice cream. I ate a lot of baked goods. Even more than that, I ate a lot of heavy savory foods. So everything from a lot of pasta, where I'd eat a whole package of pasta that's meant for more than one person. And, you know, I cooked a lot, but then I got a lot of takeout too. I would get, you know, enough food for 2 or 3 people. And I ate a lot in private. I would also make cookie dough and wouldn't even bake it. I would eat it like as is. And I would eat until I felt sick. And thinking I would never do it again, that went on literally hundreds and hundreds of times. And today what I eat is I don't eat flour, sugar. I weigh and measure my food because I didn't know really, I didn't have that internal measurement of when was enough. So for breakfast, I'll have 8 ounces of plain non-fat yogurt. I'll have a fruit or 6 ounces of, you know, fruit like strawberries or something. And then I'll have 1 ounce of shredded wheat. For lunch, I have 3 ounces of grain. So it could be rice or potato or sweet potato. And I have 4 ounces of protein, 6 ounces of cooked vegetables, 6 ounces of salad, 1 tablespoon of oil or salad dressing. And dinner, I have 6 ounces of cooked vegetable, 6 ounces of salad, 4 ounces of protein, and 1 tablespoon of oil. The kind of eating I was doing, I would get indigestion every single day and would have to down antacids and a lot of them just to be able to like sleep. You know, in fact, sleeping was hard because I had to sleep on 3 pillows because I think what happens is your body weight lying flat, it's something happens where it's just too much pressure on your lungs. Walking around in the world as an obese woman is really, really painful. I got ignored, you know, by men, first of all. And I was not the kind of fat person that just wanted you to like me. So I got into a lot of confrontations with people, and the first thing that people would say is some insult about my weight or what I looked like. And I developed responses because I just didn't want to, you know, take that lying down. But I see a lot of overweight people today walking around like zombies, and I totally relate to that. When I first joined FA, I had been in OA. And I just felt OA was a little unstructured. The program of OA, you kind of can create your own food plan with your sponsor, and it's a little, it's just not as structured and regimented. And I feel like I was a progressed addict, and I needed a lot of checks and balances. I needed to not find loopholes. Well, I think the fact that there's so many tools that are not just in place, but you're highly encouraged to use those tools every day, whether it's making 3 phone calls a day to people in the program, whether it's working the steps either with your sponsor or in a group setting, which is called an AWOL, or whether it's just the strength of the people who have been doing this a long time. What I felt at the beginning, and like a lot of people feel, is when you are letting go of those substances that are addictive and are, you know, sort of like drugs, you go through withdrawal. So I experienced a lot of irritability maybe in the first 2 weeks, a lot of cravings, a lot of fatigue, because your body is being shocked into healthy eating.